So we could, we just sell them off individually.
Okay.
Okay. Fuck pizza crust.
Welcome to the Lifecast, everybody. I'll use some of that as intro. Okay. I'm Deanna, your host. Here with Adam.
Hello.
Sydney.
Hello.
And Dan.
Hiya.
And we've done some things this week.
Yeah.
It's an exaggeration to say I've done things.
Yeah, definitely. For me too. Yeah.
I've done like one thing.
It's one more than I've done.
I did like really? Half a yeah. thing.
Shadowrun Anarchy came out on Friday. And we'll have a bonus episode for you guys about that. Because I want to try it. I also have a review on the lifecast.net for it.
Right now?
Not right now. I don't know when. Fucking, I'm working on it.
No, I just thought it was right now.
Oh, no, not right now.
We're good.
It's in. I'm writing it.
It'll be there when it's fucking done.
It's a WIP.
Whip. What have you guys been doing, please? So I don't have to fill this air by myself. Sydney, what's up?
This weekend, I took a very long nap. This whole weekend was just very tired.
Oh, yeah.
But in the wake of that, I played Stardew Valley before the patch and also after the patch. So I could, like, compare.
Uh-huh.
And also I made a lot of progress in my old one. And ooh. Now I've started over and I realize how good I have it on my second farm. You start with nothing.
Yeah.
And I forgot that.
Yeah. I'm finding it hard to go back to nothing.
There's no bag space.
Yeah, that's what I find, like, even in without having played the patch.
Yeah.
Post-patch.
Mm-hmm.
Post-patch. there's no bag space at all.
Yeah, but you get more.
Yeah, I know.
Are you saying in general?
I just don't like where I'm at.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Bag space.
Okay.
It's like, do you not have the extra large bag?
Nope.
That you can put all the things in?
No, I don't have that yet.
Oh,
I've been spending a lot of time working on my crops, like an ornery farmer man, woman,
person.
Have you been doing anything else?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Oh, wait. No, I was talking to Sydney.
Okay, hold on. Okay, let's start over.
We both played Stardew Valley.
That's true. I'm sorry.
I'm a mess today.
No, you're
this
not.
Week,
it's okay.
It's been rough in my family.
Okay.
I don't exactly want to talk about it on the
podcast.
That's
understandable.
But, you know, there are things happening.
That's okay.
Anyway.
Yes. On my new farm, I'm finding, I've been spoiled with the bag space and, like, even the fishing, but it's, like, the thing I hate is I have no energy currently.
Is fishing better in the patch?
There are different farms now, like, the original one, you had one layout and that was it. In the new one, there are four new layouts.
Okay.
There's a Riverland layout.
I might give it a shot when I go home.
Which focuses a lot on bodies of water around your farm.
Yeah.
There's less actual land space, so it's, like, a little bit more difficult to maneuver where you want to put things.
Yeah.
But you also have fish all around you.
Yeah.
The one I'm playing through now, I got the forest farm.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of trees, a lot of grass where you can't necessarily plant crops, but there's opportunities for foraging.
Uh-huh.
And also constant hardwood regeneration.
Oh my god.
There's the hilltop farm, which is very linear. You focus on different levels on your farm.
Uh-huh.
And in addition to that, there's a replenishing quarry on your property.
Okay.
So you can get minerals and things. And I don't know if they update as you get further along.
Okay.
I'd imagine that they would.
Yeah.
Because after a while, you just don't need copper. Mm-hmm. Except to make Clint happy for some reason.
He likes his copper. He likes to inspect his copper.
Yeah.
I know.
Let the man live his life.
I do. I'll let him live. He and Emily can live happily ever after in a nice copper house.
Adorable.
But he's not even taking the copper. He's just like, hey, could you come bring some copper by? I want to look at it.
And he's like, yeah, here you go.
He's like, you can have it back. It was great. I looked at it.
Give it to the chickens. They probably need it.
Copper?
Shh.
What if the main character dies? Then you have to, you're just going to leave your chickens with no money?
That's why you marry somebody.
You got to give them copper.
Yeah. Marry someone.
But what if it's like a murder-suicide?
What?
What?
Is
our spouse
going to
turn on us?
Yeah. Because you can, like, divorce
them. Abigail will betray you.
That's true.
Also, Abigail will remember that.
Also, you can divorce your spouses
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah.
But, like...
I don't know how to feel about it either, but, like, I don't know. This opens up a whole conversation, which I've been dealing with.
There's also
in which, like... Sorry.
It's okay.
Continue.
I'm just like, I don't want you to talk about it because I can see it's distressing, so I'm like, let's
no,
just
it's not.
No,
it's not a current
it.
Event. It's okay. just like my feelings on divorce are changing for reasons that are actually pretty cool. That.
You hear that, kids? Divorce is cool.
No, it's
find
like,
someone
do
you hate
I get
and then divorce.
No, because like now I'm beginning to realize that, you know, sometimes when you marry someone, in all of my experience of marrying people, when you marry someone, like, sometimes the best thing is that you grow up to be different people, even in, like, your 30s, you know, you grow up to your 40s and you've changed. Sometimes the best thing for both of you from a care standpoint, you could love them very much still, but maybe sometimes the best thing is divorce.
Or you could divorce and also turn your children into birds. Because apparently that's also a thing.
Yeah. Is that a glitch?
No.
No, apparently what happens is you can divorce your spouse and yeah. they'll remember it in-game.
Yeah.
So you'll go from maximum hearts to the least amount of hearts. So it'll be like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
But you're left with the children.
Yeah.
And you can pay a witch to turn your children into birds.
Just like real life. Great. But yeah.
Wish I could turn children into birds. I hate kids.
I hate birds.
Yeah, I don't really like birds.
Yeah, honestly. Let's
like,
turn
oh,
all
yeah,
the birds
speaking of children, like, can I talk about Eugene for a moment?
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Little shit. All right?
Did he shit very little pellets?
No, what he did was...
He shat one big pellet.
So he's a big shit.
This is pretty bad for a chinchilla, and I regret like not fixing it sooner. But we have a cage with a plastic bottom.
Yes.
And Eugene chewed a hole in it, which... If plastic is chewed up by chinchillas and they, like, ingest enough of it, it could give them a stomach impaction, which could be fatal. But what this little shit does, okay, is he chews it and he spits all of the plastic out into, like, a little pile.
Well, I guess it's better than him eating it.
Yeah, at least he's not gonna die.
It still gave me a heart attack.
Okay.
That reminds me of when my dad was cleaning our fish tank when we had fish, and apparently... Apparently, I got, like, the cleaning stuff on my hands, and I was, like, 2 at the time, and I went to go wash my hands like a good child, and my dad thought I ate it, and called, like, the health department, and was frantically, like, trying to get me to, like, be okay, and I'm like, Dad, I washed my hands. I did good things.
How do humans survive past, like, childhood.
It's a fucking
like,
miracle.
They wash their hands.
Babies are stupid.
Yes,
and
they
then,
are.
Like, my mom is a preschool teacher, so I'm learning now more than ever that like parents are fucking stupid.
Yes,
parents
they
just
are.
Suck.
Yeah, they
do. What it is, but like,
like there was my mom's class went on a field trip today.
Okay.
And
oh dear.
The day yesterday, literally yesterday, someone brings their kid to school for the first time and says, "Is it okay if she goes
oh
on the
my
field
God.
Trip?"
For the first time, like of the year.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
First of all, it's October.
Like, it's October. You fucked up.
It's October.
It's gonna be a late
Second
bloomer.
Of all, like, this kid doesn't know anyone.
No.
In her classroom.
This is preschool?
Preschool.
So 4?
Yeah, older 4s and, like, early 5s is
okay.
what my mom teaches.
Okay.
Like, bro, why? And then, like, this other parent was asking, oh, is it okay if I bring her on the field trip? And my mom was like, well, she needs a permission slip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't sign the permission slip. And he signs it, brings it the next day. That's yesterday. Here's the permission slip. And the dad comes to school today and is just like, oh, we didn't bring her because she was throwing up everywhere. It's like, you have judgment. Congratulations.
That might even be their first time at school because I didn't know this until like last year. You don't have to go to preschool in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an option.
Oh, really? Yep.
You also don't have to go to kindergarten.
That's
wow,
fucked up.
I didn't know.
Like, this might be getting into, like, my mom's work life a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but she's doing all this research for, like, a master's degree on early childhood development and things like that. And, like, it's really fascinating and how, you know, the 3 to 5 ages are
mm-hmm.
so important for, like,
yes.
children to be taught and to, like, learn how to do languages and things. And I'm oversimplifying it a lot. But, like, you can't just, like... hold your and like social skills too.
Yep, they learn a lot of
they
social
learn a
skills
lot of social skills when they're like little shits. don't like kids, can you tell?
Like, But that's why I was shocked that kindergarten wasn't mandatory in Massachusetts. Yeah. I'm like, so a kid's first chance at school, he could be six?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like, the only social interactions they've had are either if they're an only child with their parents.
Yep.
Which is very weird, developmentally.
Yes.
Because, you know, an adult isn't at the same maturity level as a human, or...
As a human!
Okay, in some cases, yes.
Kids are monsters until they grow up.
As a child, they're not at the same maturity level, so that's very weird. So that could either be, like, super regressed, or just, like, super adult for his level.
Yeah.
His age.
The kids either wind up, like, childhood introverts or childhood geniuses.
Yeah. Which, there's no real way to tell.
No.
Like,
until it's later along.
And then, like, they're learning all these motor skills, and...
I didn't learn those.
I know. It's a wonder I did. Because, like, I learned them all at home. So, like, my mom has been doing this, like, gifted baby shit for, like, at least three kids now. Only three kids. I remember when I was in kindergarten, the teacher had to cover, like, the picture book words so that I wouldn't read ahead and figure out what's happening during circle time. So, like, I don't know. Either it could be like that, or you could just have your kid that, like, doesn't do anything. Like, they can't interact when they get into first grade. I don't know. I got really deep into this subject, but it's like, why? Why would you do that to your kid? This thing that you probably care so much about because you pushed it out of your vagina. Do good for them. You didn't go through all that pain for nothing.
The only thing is that early childhood care is really expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it is. Really expensive.
Yeah.
It shouldn't cost the same amount of money to send somebody to college as it is to send them to daycare.
Yeah. Don't have kids. Save yourself money.
It's also annoying because kids are demon spawn.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Not all of them.
Oh, 90%.
90%. 90 is a really good estimate, actually. Speaking of that 10%, there was this little kid. I was having breakfast one day. This little kid, like, saw me get out of the car. And, you know, I went in. I ordered my sandwich. And I sat at, like, a table kind of diagonally behind them. And he just turns back at me. And he starts pointing at the cars on the road.
Oh.
He shows them to me. I was like, aw. That's like one drop in the bucket for having kids, and like, this, compared to so many buckets already for not.
And you look over there's like one kid in the corner just fucking running into it. Like, oh, okay.
Pretty much.
We look over in the yes, and we got like 2 pennies, and then we look over in the no, and it's like 200 pennies.
Yeah. Yeah. So how about 10 video games? Yeah, anything else on the Stardew Valley front?
I think all's been said about Stardew Valley.
Okay. Yeah. Dan?
I was expecting that Stardew Valley stuff to take a lot longer, actually.
Oh,
no. Not really.
Are you not prepared?
No, I'm prepared.
Are you not
enough.
Entertained?
I'm entertained.
Okay.
Talk
to us. Some things happened.
Yes. Two fighting game tournaments happened this weekend, and I bounced between both of them. And they were CEO Taku and something that's normally not a fighting game tournament, ESL, what's it called? ESL 1, which is normally a CSGO tournament. And it still had CSGO there, obviously it was the main attraction. But they added Street Fighter V. So for ESL, it was your standard Street Fighter tournament. Grand Finals was actually a really weird pairing for the fight. It was Zhaohai versus Momochi, and Zhaohai is a super talented player, but he hasn't been seeing he's been seeing success, but he hasn't been seeing like a lot of success in comparison to people like Infiltration, Tokido, Momochi, all those people, Daigo.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, he's been seeing more than Daigo. Daigo's off his game, but still. And then there's Momochi, who everyone was expecting to win, to be honest, because Momochi is like bar none the best Ken in the world right now. And Zhaohai was able to take it, like, super easy. Like, he had a very commanding lead most of the game, I thought. And it was just really weird, because I never got to really see him, like, be that successful in 5. And on top of that, the venue was awesome. The last day, whatever it was. I forget if it was a 2 or 3 day thing. Probably 2. But the last day was awesome. It was in the Barclays Center,
mm-hmm.
and it was huge. It's like Wii Esports now. We esports now.
We in there.
And on the other side of things, there's CEO Taku, which is a branch of CEO, which is Community Effort Orlando. It's a tournament in Orlando. Go figure. And CEO Taku specifically focuses on anime fighters. And I've got a list of all the fighting games they've had there, because they had so many. Most of which, like, some of which I don't even recognize. Let's see here. They had Aquapaza, Aqua Plus Dream Match, Arcana Heart 3, Blaze Blue Central Fiction. They had a Catherine tournament.
What?
Yeah, because like, Catherine has a versus mode.
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, it does, but like, okay.
Like, who can climb the towers faster?
Yes.
Yeah, actually.
Oh!
What, did they have a speedruns race, too?
Maybe.
Isn't that what AGDQ is?
Yeah, that's
what AGDQ is. They had a Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax.
I'm pretty sure that's what speedrunning is, like, in general. Who could do it faster?
Yeah. Guilty Gear XX Accent Core Plus R, Guilty Gear Exord Revelator. King of Fighters 14, Kohime Embu, Melty Blood, Actress Again, Current Cloud, Nitro Plus Blasters, Persona 4 Arena, Skullgirl's Second Encore, Undernight Inbirth, and Vampire Savior, aka Darkstalkers. All in one tournament that lasted 2 days.
Wow. That must have been really well run.
Oh, it's run by Alex Jabaley, and he's probably the best TO in the business right now. So. Yeah.
I can't imagine that's a profitable tournament for, like, viewership and shit like that.
It's not.
I've heard of, like, three of those games.
They just need something to do with the extra money lying around.
Yeah, right. Like, it seems like, obviously, he's,
he's
big with the
that.
Community.
Yeah, this is by far a labor of love.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, like, there can't be
many
viewers
there can't
for
be
fucking Melty Blood.
There can't be much of one.
No. I've heard of, like, two of those games.
Yeah. So first up, my game, Guilty Gear.
That's one of them.
It was awesome. I loved it.
Three.
What?
I've heard of three.
Wait, what three? I know Guilty Gear and Blaze Blue.
Guilty Gear, Blaze Blue, and King of Fighters.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And Skullgirls 4.
Okay.
I play Skullgirls a little bit.
All the matches in Guilty Gear were great. Top 8 was fantastic. Because it was CEO Taku and not, like, a major, you didn't see any of, like the super talented, like, Japanese players come out because, you know, no money in it for them.
Yeah.
So top 8 was composed of Kidako, who played Mei, Marlin Pai, who is a Zato player, one of my favorite players, too. Marlin Pai is awesome. He also plays Marvel. Doran2K, who played Jam, Kid Viper, who is a Johnny main, Hotashi using Elfeld, Kusanagi using Ramothal, BZB using Chip, and Shine using Potemkin. And I really, really liked how Kid Viper played during Top 8. I think Kid Viper was super, super on point. And same with Marlin Pai. Like, he used to be in a slump, but now he's, like, getting much better again. And I'm really happy to see that. Kidako took it, and I think it's very rare to see a Mei take a tournament, so I think that was really cool. With Marlin Pai coming in second. For Blaze Blue Central Fiction, I actually didn't watch this because I'm not too big on Blaze Blue, but Breaker Dave won it, and Breaker Dave is awesome. Played Arakune, and I don't recognize any of these other players. King of Fighters. Another thing, Nerd Josh, took, like, four of these tournaments. Like, he was in top 8 for, like, four of them.
Nice.
Good job, Nerd Josh.
He's great.
I don't know who you are, but good job.
But you're a fucking nerd.
He plays, like, fucking everything.
I really loved
CEO Taku. King of Fighters had Kyame taking it, and Nerd Josh in third. Skullgirl second encore. I don't even want to talk about it because Sonic Fox wins as per usual.
Yeah.
Like, the metagame is Sonic Fox. Woo. Followed by DaKill Sage. This is literally just the best players at Skullgirls, just, like, in order from best to worst.
I also saw that Sonic Fox is picking up Smash 4 soon.
Yes.
And
he
lives in New York. He's going
to main Sonic or Fox.
Yes.
He lives in New York, too, so he has
he's got a great amount
of players that he can play with in New York.
I'm just waiting for Sonic Fox to just, like, take over the FGC.
Yeah, just play every game.
Like,
yeah.
he's the best Mortal Kombat player. Yeah. He's the best Injustice player. He's the best Skullgirls player. He's picked up Street Fighter V, and he's really good. He's taking games off of some pretty good players.
He's already the best Injustice 2 player.
He's already the best Injustice 2 player. It's not even out yet, but he's already the best.
Yeah.
He's picking up Smash 4. I feel he'd do really well in Smash, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Does Fox have a blue costume?
Fox does.
That's his color.
Yeah.
Sonic Fox.
I'm trying to think.
I Sonic is blue.
I know Fox has had blue colors in previous games.
Yeah. And yellow. Cause, so lemons.
Because Sonic.
And Fox has to have a blue one in Smash 4.
Or he
has
like
one
in every other one. Sonic. Yeah.
Tan Sonic?
I don't think there's tan Sonic.
Because
it's gross.
Yeah.
I think they're all just variants of blue.
Yeah.
Yep.
And silver.
Not even silver.
It's like the silver, silver is still blue.
Pretty blue.
Cobalt blue.
I'm also waiting for Infiltration to pick up Smash.
Yeah.
Because he says he's really interested in playing Smash, and I want to see what the hell he does with that game.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in playing Smash, too.
Woo!
Not really. Maybe casually.
We have a tournament Friday. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. You guys have an event Friday.
Yeah.
We do.
Weird. Anyway.
I'm not going to go over all of these games, because half of them people don't even care about.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's it, because nobody else cares about any of these other ones.
20 minutes into Podcast and Chill, and he starts listing off the places of all of the games.
Oh, no.
CTO Taku.
Just the big ones. Because those are the only ones people really care about. Like, some of these don't even have top... Yeah, half of these are top four.
What else did you play besides Stardew Valley?
I played a bunch of shit this weekend. I took 2 days and I did nothing. Very much like Sydney did, but instead of napping, I sat in front of a screen for like 18 hours.
It's like
hours.
The same thing.
I think it's the same thing.
I tried to do that. I just fell asleep while doing that.
It's like the same thing.
I played... I continued playing Deus Ex, Mankind Divided.
Yeah.
And I still really continue to enjoy that. But I'm falling off almost completely of the story.
Yeah.
I find myself looking... in a different tab, whatever, like, cutscenes are happening and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm just not really interested in the story, but, you know, I still really like just wandering around and stuff like that in the world. But I also played some other things. I played a game called Virginia, which has been stirring a lot of controversy lately.
Why?
For no good reason, that's the thing.
Oh.
For no fucking good reason. It's like, it's a walking simulator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
does it take place in Virginia?
Yeah. And the protagonist is a black female.
Is her name Virginia? So,
no, her name's not Virginia.
Damn it.
So people are already over this game completely.
Yeah, Riot?
Yeah. So Walking Simulator and Diversity? Can't have that in 2016. So, yeah, I played it this weekend, and...
Was it good?
It was alright. The game seems really alright, but it also does some really fucking awesome things that you don't really consider in Walking Simulators, like, in other situations. So this game is about, like, two detectives, the one you're playing as and someone else, and... You go through your history, kind of.
Yeah.
And, like, you're solving a missing persons case. But also, for reference, this game doesn't do anything in favor of social justice. It's, like, it's nothing.
No.
This game literally is just a murder mystery. But people see the characters and they assume that it's the worst. And it triggers me.
Yeah,
it fucking triggers
me. It, like, actually triggers me.
Yeah, it, like, actually fucking triggers me. But yeah. So you're solving a murder mystery... But also, you're doing digging on the other, on your partner.
Yeah.
Because she did something.
Yeah.
But you don't really know what, and I honestly still don't know what, even though I played through the whole game.
Okay.
Because the game's really weird.
Yeah.
So, it's a walking sim. It took me like an hour and a half. But there's no dialogue in the game whatsoever. It's all silent.
Yeah.
Is it
all silent, or is it like sound effects?
There's sound effects. Okay. There's music sound effects. But no spoken word at all.
Okay.
I kind of like
people
the
are up
style.
In arms about a character that is it like third person or is it first person?
It's first person. You see here in the mirror. You see here in the mirror a few times.
People are up in arms about a black female protagonist who you don't see multiple like a few times.
Yes.
Who has no voice.
Yes, who has no voice and does not do anything besides solve a mystery.
The steering wheel is on the other half of the car.
Oh damn.
See, she is black.
Yeah.
Like,
that's it. What? So is Clementine in The Walking Dead. Yeah, and Emily.
That's not a social justice...
No, that's not it either.
Maybe just because it's this year.
Yeah, maybe because this year, probably.
Maybe just because
it's Walking Dead came out, in 2013?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that was a little before
like,
the Up in Arms. 2012, 2013?
Yeah,
I think it was 2012.
Yeah, I think 2012, yeah.
Was it earlier? 2011?
I don't remember.
Maybe the first part.
Yeah.
It could have been.
Yeah, I'm talking about the first part.
My school was a blur to me, so I don't know.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Also, quick tangent about
shit.
Steering
it
wheels.
It was 2010.
It was 2010.
Yeah, okay,
October 31st, 2010.
Jesus Christ.
Halloween.
But this ad just popped up on the side of my Facebook, and it's I promise this has a tie-in. A portable steering wheel, drink, food tray, table, laptop stand, notebook, GPS, iPhone, cell phone desk.
What? I mean, just do so many things.
For a steering wheel.
For a steering wheel.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Believe it.
It might be. Did you hit the load more part?
Is it actually just butter?
No, it's an actual desk for your steering wheel.
Are you sure it's not butter?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
We're going to have to order it to make sure it's not butter.
I'm not ordering a desk for my steering wheel. I already drive so distracted. I'm sorry, Mom.
I just avoid that problem by not driving. I eat butter instead.
Just tops of it.
Yep.
Continue.
Yeah.
You mean a stick of butter like a candy bar?
Yeah.
Oh, bulletproof coffee. Anyway.
So this game does some really interesting things that you don't really consider until, like, you're playing it and it's already happened.
Yeah.
So, like, with the traditional walking simulator, they very much encourage, like, exploration, looking at every corner, finding things. But this game, like, there's fucking nothing. Mm-hmm. It starts within, like, the first 10 minutes of the game. Like, you're in this open hallway, and it's just, you're walking down it, and you're trying to check out, like, there's, like, doors everywhere.
Yeah.
And you're walking up to the doors, and you're like, well, I can't look at any of these, so what am I doing? And, like, you can't, like, speed up your pace or anything, and you're walking down, and you're like, and then you see, like, a circle, and it's trying to, like, guide you to this one location. And it's like, well, this is really fucking weird already.
Yeah.
Because it's already, like, changed everything I do in walking simulators. Because it's all, like, you know, look at every nook and cranny. Maybe you'll see something written.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it, like, super fucking linear. And I think that's a really good thing, like, for a lot of walking simulators. Because I hate to call it a walking simulator. For a first-person adventure game. Because, like, in a lot of cases, you don't fucking need all that.
Yeah.
Like there are so many of those games that I've played where it's just like, well, you didn't need to give me decisions. You didn't need me to go over to this to look at nothing. So, like I kind of respect the hell out of these people for just taking that and just, like, cutting out most of the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And, it found me playing it in a really different way where I didn't fucking care what was written on the window. I didn't care if there was anything behind a fucking heater because there wasn't going to be.
Yeah.
So it made me, like, shift my focus more towards, like, the storytelling and the characters and stuff like that more than just the environment and how they're shaping it. So, unfortunately, when you create an adventure game with no dialogue, it becomes a little hectic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they could have handled that a little better because they never, like, kept referring to things. Yeah. So I was like, oh, hey, so here are all these names for them, and you'll see them maybe once or twice. And you're like, well, okay, I saw this name, like, an hour and a half ago. I don't remember who this is. I don't remember, like, it's like, here's a letter with this person's name, and I'm like, well, fuck, I don't remember who that is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or, it's just, there's, like, a lot of storytelling, not inconsistencies, but, like, I'm forgetting because it's not being told to me.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just because I'm stupid. But, like, it's not being told to me, it's not being reminded to me, so, like, and it gets confusing because they keep piling on the information. It's like, well, I'm not even sure what happened 10 minutes ago, so please don't pile anything more.
Yeah.
And, like, so you're trying to figure out, you're doing, like, a mystery with your, like, your partner too. And they'll keep them showing the document about what she did and why you're investigating her. But it'll show up for 10 seconds. And by the time you're like, oh my god, wait, I should read this. Oh, fuck, it's done.
Yeah.
I hope they show it again.
That's shitty.
So, yeah, I think this game does some really, really interesting things. But I didn't love it. I'll probably write a full review on it because I actually feel that inclined to. Because I have a lot to say about this game. Because it was actually...
Please do.
It's actually super interesting.
Yeah. How long was it about?
An hour and a half, 2 hours.
Cool.
Yeah, but it's not going to be longer than that because you can't look at every nook and cranny.
That's fine.
Yeah. No, I'm saying it's a good thing because it could be 1 hour or 3 hours depending on how you play.
Even in adventure, first-person adventure games,
yeah.
I don't look at every nook and cranny at all.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Like, I prefer them to be a little more linear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For this genre, linearity suits it substantially more.
Okay.
But, like... But on the other hand, it's the polar opposite of Gone Home, which is another one I really, really love.
Yeah, Gone Home's good.
And that's one that definitely encourages looking at every nook and cranny. But in this one, it worked significantly better that you weren't doing that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that game's cool. Check it out if you want.
Okay.
It's not great, but it's definitely some really interesting things.
Not great, but good.
I played through Hitman, the new episode of Hitman.
I heard you talking about this briefly.
Yeah, I was talking about it with Dave on Sunday. After I finished it, and I didn't like it. I didn't like this episode. I didn't like the last episode.
Yeah.
And Hitman's going in this weird direction. It's like it's getting worse and worse every time. And I'm finding myself, like, the first three episodes are some of the best things I've played this year. But again, with, like, because I talked about Bangkok on the podcast before, But with this one, I'm finding the same thing. I'm finding that it doesn't really, like, lead me anywhere, or it doesn't really allow me to play Hitman the way I want to. It's kind of just leading me in a direction.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, why would I go anywhere else if this way is so much better, or something like that. And, like, I'm looking for clever ways to kill people and stuff like that, and it's not really letting me anymore. Yeah. So the more I look around, the more I say, like, well, I'm gonna try to, you know, game this rather than actually think about it, because I don't want to actually.
Yeah.
Because the options they're giving me aren't fun necessarily anymore.
That's weird, because a lot of the things that people liked about Hitman was it was like they put a lot. It was so dense.
Yeah, like the worlds they were making were like bigger in size, and you'd just like stumble upon a really fucking awesome way to kill somebody just by looking to it. Like, oh my god, I could do this and this. Like, there's no more connecting the dots in Hitman anymore. Where it's just like, oh, okay, well, I'm just gonna kill you because I have to.
Yeah.
And that'll be the end of it.
Maybe it's a metaphor for the way we feel about our real jobs.
Maybe, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, that's something this game would do.
I don't want to kill people at my job. Maybe.
Yeah.
No, maybe he's getting tired of it. Maybe it's time for him to hang up his hat.
It's like, you want me to do fucking 5 of these? He's like, it's been a year.
Maybe.
We'll find out in the last episode. But yeah, I really hope they change back to their old ways.
Yeah.
Because these last
episodes... Maybe they will for the last episode. He just says, fuck it. Fuck you, boss.
He's like, fuck you, I'm doing it my own way.
As a change of pace, could the Hitman man, like, instead of having the thing covered up, could he just get tattooed hair?
Tattooed hair?
Yeah, why doesn't he do that?
That'd be probably better.
Yeah.
How expensive would it be to tattoo your whole head?
But
like then the evidence is still there with the barcode tattoo.
Oh, that's true, that's true.
What about just having it lasered off? There are plenty of bald people.
Yeah.
That's true.
All of them are murderers.
By the way, does the Hitman Man actually have a name?
Agent 47.
Okay, that's better than Hitman Man.
No, it's not.
No, it isn't. I'd rather them call
him... Agent 47 sounds cooler.
As an avid fan of Mega Man, I fully support it.
The Hitman.
Oh, so people are just numbers to you?
People are just blank men to you? It's 2016, Dan. I can be whatever gender I want.
Yeah, we could be Cyber Moose Kid.
You can.
Are you just going to be Dan Man?
Dan
Dan Man 3. He hasn't beat the other Dan Mans in combat yet.
Shit.
Your number is your ranking.
I have a city to compete with.
Yeah, fuck Australia, am I right? Okay. What else?
And then the last thing I played was King's Quest. I forgot the name of it for a second.
Yeah.
I played the new episode of King's Quest. I didn't like the last episode, but this one seems to be going back, you know, more uphill.
Yeah.
But I also wasn't a big fan of it, like it's like episodes 1 or 2. So with this one, it's basically just an array of puzzles. It very much reminded me of like fucking Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Especially even I want to try to find the character, but like King's Quest.
I'll probably attempt to play that soon.
Live ass Google search.
Like even the main villain in it looks like a fucking Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe character. Like, see, look at her.
Oh my god!
And it's like in this big ice world, this ice castle, stuff like that. I'm like, okay.
Do you walk out of a magical portal to get there?
No, he just kind of.
Did C.S. Lewis write this game?
He did.
Damn.
The man.
Can we talk about how the fact that The Magician's Nephew was the best book in the Chronicles of Narnia?
Sure, I didn't read them.
I also didn't read them.
Same.
So I will.
Oh yeah, Christian school.
Like, I saw the movie.
For my entire life.
And I attempted to read the first book, and then by the first chapter, I was like, this is hard, and then just didn't go back.
I also watched the movie, and I did a very similar thing. Now that I think about it.
I remember when Prince Caspian was cast. Yeah.
I know. I remember the movie happening, and I remember seeing it being like, this is lame, and then I didn't care about when others came out.
I didn't see it.
I remember really wanting, what was the candy in that movie?
Turkish Delight.
I really wanted Turkish Delights after
Luckily for you, that's an actual thing.
Yeah, they exist.
Yeah. And I had one, and it was
sugar on sugar.
Yeah, I had one, and I'm like, oh, okay. I can carry on with my life.
Hey, you know, in World War II, when everything is rationed, Turkish delight is a fucking delicacy.
I bet, but in 20...
So are
in,
shoes.
You know what else is a fucking delicacy on a Turkish reign? Armenian
Turkey?
People.
Oh.
Life. Jews.
Social justice.
So I was playing...
My first social justice cause.
Anyway! Diana. And Dan. How was game chasing this weekend?
Are you done with King's Quest?
Just a couple more things.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It wasn't very fun. The puzzles... it just went from puzzle to puzzle.
Yeah.
And the puzzles weren't necessarily fun. How I described it to, I think, Dave was... Like, do you know that walking section in The Witness?
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, like, these ones make a sound and you have to do that?
Yeah.
So, like, picture that, but also really fucking bad for 4 hours.
Yeah, I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah. Like the puzzles are very uninteresting, and they're all, like, line puzzles. And it's like, and it's like, here, manipulate your fields to do it, so you can walk across it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's honestly just me moving puzzle blocks for 4 hours, and I'm like, this isn't what I want to do. But, like, in between, there were, like, little bits of life in it. I'm like, oh, okay, this is fun. I like this. And I went to puzzle, I'm like, fuck. Fuck. Rinse repeat for 4 hours. But, like, by the time I was done with it, I enjoyed it. We'll wait another 6 months to see the next fucking episode. So, game chasing.
Game chasing. Yes. Before we get into game chasing, at FIG in September, the first game that we happened upon... Cheer up. It was really good.
Yeah,
and
it was really fun.
They are on Kickstarter. If you want to know more, visit their Facebook page or ours. They say, today's the day. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Tell your dogs that have their own credit card. Cheer up is live. And then they link their Kickstarter. And I'm probably going to back it, honestly.
I'll give what I can. Like, I don't have much, but I'll give them like $1 to $5.
Yeah. I'll probably back it so that I get the game. I'd like it a lot.
Throw some love towards them.
Yeah, they're really great.
They're nice people.
They were really nice people. And that game was really easy to learn.
And they said they wanted to be friends with us.
So. Yeah, that was so nice.
Accept our friendship.
Maybe
please.
We can go to their house and pet the dog.
I would.
I want to see the source material.
I want to see your muse.
Your muse?
Your muse.
Your muse.
If they say that, we probably won't be friends with them. Yeah. We should, you know.
Yeah.
Can I pet your dog? Is a lot more socially acceptable.
Can I meet the muse?
As we all say it at the same time and stare.
But yeah, game chasing.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a thing.
It was pretty good.
I drove for like 7 hours.
Prepare to do it again in a week.
Yep.
We went to 4 flea markets. 2 of them were closed.
Yep.
Oh. And like permanently?
And one was in Lynn.
Were they closed permanently or just because?
Just because of the
It
rain.
Was raining.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were outdoor.
Yep.
Okay, that's
And
fair
both
enough.
Of them were in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Did
so you drove to New Hampshire?
No.
Oh, you didn't get cucumbers? You didn't go to that flea market?
No.
What?
I went to one that when we, like, it might have been one of the closed ones. When I went with my family this weekend, not this weekend, this summer. I went looking for old video games too. And
did you go to a farmer's market or a flea market?
It was a flea market, and okay. And we went to the parking lot. Like, here's a free cucumber, and there was this had a bucket of cucumbers. I'm like, thanks. And we drove in and went inside.
Did they come with a pack of condoms and lube?
No, just a cucumber.
Hi.
This is how you use a condom. Welcome to New Hampshire. This is a complimentary cucumber.
Here's sex ed. It's our state doesn't let us teach it anymore.
Yeah. Shit.
Yep.
Game chasing.
cucumber chasing.
Actually, fun story.
Involving cucumbers?
Involving sex ed, actually.
Oh, boy.
I told this to you, but I was reading an article earlier.
Oh, okay.
That hormonal contraceptives are linked to depression and anxiety in women. Really now? Anyway. I don't.
I was waiting for the cucumber.
Nope. You know, in that one health class where they bring in the banana and the condom or whatever?
That banana.
The banana.
They should bring in the mini bananas. Because I have mini bananas, and they're like this big.
So people don't get disappointed.
Yeah, actually.
Hey, it's average for a reason.
It's the median.
I'm sorry. Dude,
that it's okay.
All their tiers are different dogs.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, game chasing.
Game chasing.
Game chasing. Not dick chasing. Game chasing.
Game chasing.
Yeah. My best find, actually, was at this place in Lynn.
Called the Linway Mart.
Yep.
Clever name.
Next to Walmart. And I found an original Nintendo 64 Majora cartridge with a holographic label. That was really cool, and I bought it.
Awesome.
It's sitting on my shelf now. And it still plays. So
how much did that run you?
It was $35.
That's not bad for... Yeah. And
that's
it works?
About the price it runs for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems really
and cool. I haggled them down from $40, so... It's not a lot, but, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's something.
You practice your haggling.
Yeah. It's gonna come in handy when I go buy a car sometime. Soon.
How do you feel about $5? In cash.
I have it right now. Here, just, like, give me the keys. I'm sliding you this phone. Negotiate with people. It's because my charisma stat is like a 2.
At least it's not 0 or 1.
Debatable most days. Yeah, don't do that when you go to haggle for cars. Also, pro tip: don't tell them you're going to lease the car until you've haggled and like decided on a final price.
I don't have a car.
Yeah, for all of you that drive, all like one of you.
Which is you.
Nobody
is
here.
You. Pro tip for myself. All right, Deanna, when you're listening to this in the future while you're editing, don't say you're going to lease your car until you've agreed on a price for buying it. Because the buying price is what they're going to base your lease off of. So the lower it is, the lower your monthly payments are. Yay. Also, get gap insurance.
Yeah.
Gap?
Yeah. Basically, the car is insured from the dealer for a certain amount. And then, like, up to a certain amount. And then insured by your insurance company from a certain amount. So you want to get insurance that covers that gap.
Okay. I'm gonna forget that.
Yep.
Dan, what did you find, game chasing?
Yeah, Dan!
I found nothing.
Cool!
Yay!
But I had, like, 3 instances of going, oh shit, this could be awesome, and then it was nothing.
Oh yeah, you did find that one thing.
Yeah. I found, in the Linway Mart, I found a Tekken 6 arcade stick for PS3. And those things tend to go for like $60 to $70. But he wasn't selling it. Probably because he just bought it, most likely. And was trying to find out what he was going to sell it for. Because it was in a like red bin off to the side. So yeah. Obviously he's not keeping it because he thinks it's rare. So I might stop by sometime this week and see if I can get it for like $20.
Yeah.
Other than that, that was like the one like actually rare thing that I found. Well, not rare, but like cool. Uncommon.
Yeah.
Then your fight stick will have a friend.
Yeah.
It only has a friend in Dan.
Hey, you've got a friend in me.
Until he throws it to the corner and buys it fancy.
No, that shit is my baby.
That's what you say now.
That stick is my baby. Kids.
Are you gonna turn it into a bird?
Kids are fine when they're arcade sticks.
Unfortunately, most of them aren't.
Sadly, most of them are not.
Install buttons on your child.
Make the LED. Give them have belly buttons.
Get rid of the square gate. Make it octagon. It makes it run a lot better.
Would that be their butt?
They already have belly buttons.
Anyway.
One button. Sound like you're heavy? Poke a kid's belly button and he slogs you across the face. Not far off from the truth, but you know.
Minor tangent.
Oh,
one of my friends told me to read a fan fiction one time. Because they were like, I need somebody to talk about this with me.
God.
And they...
This is never good.
I know it. It isn't. It isn't at all. But it resulted in me laughing hysterically for 15 minutes. I got to a sex scene and they used the term love button to describe a vagina.
It's not even a button!
I'm like, who approved of this?
The author, I'd imagine.
See, the thing with publishing fanfiction is that it's all self-published.
Yeah.
So there's no quality control.
Oh, I know. I'm looking at you, Dark Doom Firemaster.
I actually forgot his name.
I didn't.
I'm glad you did.
I'll never forget his name.
Never forget. At least there were no love buttons in that fan fiction.
Yeah, but there was
just ranch dressing.
And ranch dressing and curtains.
And sideways lasagna.
And scared ghosts.
What the fuck? Was Sonic High School?
An experience.
I just love that we all read it together.
That was, like, we need to do that again for another shitty fanfiction.
It won't be the same.
It won't.
It will not be the same.
But it could still be funny.
I don't know. I don't think we should do it anymore. That one was...
I don't know.
Maybe we read the World War II spinoff.
Yeah.
And then we call it a day, but I don't think we can do many more of them.
Maybe we should, like,
read
Bernice Join Smash, which is this Smash Bros. Fanfiction involving the characters and the people who play them in tournament. And it's really bad.
I don't want to fuck Mewtwo.
We should read that one Smash Brothers fanfiction. That's like 4 million words.
That's ongoing.
Yeah.
The Brawl
is,
one?
Yeah. It is currently the longest work of fiction in the English language.
That's sad.
That's fucking great, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's real good.
I think we should read the B-movie script.
Can I be Barry?
Yes.
Can I be Sting?
Absolutely. Who am I to say?
It was his birthday
dreams.
The other day.
Yeah, fuck off.
Well, it actually was.
I know.
And I thought of you.
You let this happen.
I didn't let B-movie happen.
Anyway, game chasing.
We sung Hamilton.
We sung Hamilton.
Oh my God.
I saw
basically
them.
All day.
I saw those Snapchats. Ben looked like he was having a real good time.
Oh, yeah. Wait for it.
My Snapchat was lit that day.
Yeah.
Did you save it?
Yeah, I saved it.
Good.
What else did I? I almost found two things, and I was really disappointed.
I almost bought a turntable for records. Because mine is scratching them up.
Oh.
I found this out because I played fucking Wild World, which I have the white vinyl of.
Yeah.
And it left, like, black marks on the... on it. Yeah.
No!
So, I need to, one, clean that, and two, find a better turntable.
We were at this
anyway.
We were at this one flea market in New Hampshire, there are two things there that I was freaking out about that I may have been able to get, but then got disappointed. One was an Atari, like an Atari 2600.
Yeah.
Look awesome.
Yeah. And they
yeah.
normally...
The used other one, thing.
Yeah. Used ones normally go for like $35.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This thing looked really decrepit. It probably still worked. I was thinking there was no way this guy was selling it for more than like $15-$20 because it just looked like shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was like, no, pay me $40. You have to take all the controllers. I was like, no.
No.
And then after that, not related to video games, but something that could have been rare, was he also had a bunch of toys just chilling in boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I was looking around and I saw pieces to the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Megazord. And I thought it was like maybe bits and pieces, maybe a full thing. I wasn't sure, but I saw parts to the Dragonzord, and the Dragonzord is very rare. And I got over there, and I was like, holy shit, is this it? Is this it? And then it was just, like, the kneecaps.
And, arguably like, that's the it. Lamest part.
Yeah, the lamest part. And it was just, I was so sad. Yeah. So sad.
Is this it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's one of them, but the Dragonzord is something else.
Is that it?
No, that's the same one.
Those are dinosaurs. Or animals.
Anything else about game chasing you'd like to share? I don't, like, man. I wanted to get, like, a couple of older things to use as props for Shadowrun, but, like, he would not budge on the price at all. Jeez. So, fuck that.
I found a...
It was a lock and, like, a few keys.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, the things up front?
Yeah. And the keys were $2 a piece. Like...
For a key.
Like, and the lock was 10.
Old keys?
And I was like, no. Yeah, old keys.
Like, this big or, like, this big?
Like, little bitty old skeleton keys.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool, but, like, I'm not gonna pay $2 if I buy 10 or more.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
that was the bulk price.
Just, like, a bunch of old rusty keys.
I was figuring, like, a regular-ass, like, door key.
You can use the key that we found in the room.
Yeah.
The one that doesn't turn on the AC.
Thank God it doesn't. I would have been livid if it did.
So I might just 3D print props or something, which I've been meaning to do for a while.
I'm sorry. I had to crack my neck.
So yeah.
That's all I got.
That's everything, Adam?
It's everything I got.
Take us to news, boy.
All right. I'll do them quickly today because it seems... How long are we?
We're at 53.
Yeah.
I'll read them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. One quick thing. Completely unrelated. Yeah. But I've been still playing some Civ 5. And I'm like actively avoiding starting up my game again because I'm in a war with Ethiopia right now, and it's really stressful.
What are they throwing at you? Sand? Dirt.
Everything.
The Fertile Crescent.
They're allied with like four other city-states, so it's really stressful because they got all that firepower. And I just don't want to be a part of it right now.
Good thing you're not in an actual war with Ethiopia. Continue.
Anyway, continue.
Noose.
Street Fighter V is getting a Halloween-themed update.
Yeah. Wow, is it going to install a rootkit on my computer, too?
I hope so.
Alex.
That's me.
I hope it installs one on mine, too. I don't even own Street Fighter. I hope I look at it.
Yeah, I don't own it either.
I hope I look at it in the store and it installs a rootkit on my computer. Or I'm playing with my PS4 version and it installs a rootkit on my computer.
Does it through Wi-Fi?
Does it through Wi-Fi.
That's some
I just I just watch it move over. Like, it goes from my PS4 right to my computer. It's like, whoa.
It's like a little ghost.
Yeah. Can viruses like spread that way?
No.
No.
Oh.
Well, they can spread over Wi-Fi.
They can also spread in the air.
I just meant to cough. Oh my god. That was disgusting. Do you regret things ever? I do, several times a minute.
Yeah. I regretted trying to fit my head through the sleeve of my sweatshirt earlier in the middle of my English class.
That's good.
I'm just like, I don't fit.
What's up with Street Fighter? Is it just the Halloween update?
Yeah, so while it appears that not every character on the Street Fighter 5 roster will be dressing up, Ryu, Nash, Vega, Cammy, Nicali, Alex, and Juri are all getting Halloween costumes.
Cool.
Alex finally has a good alt.
He doesn't have French fry hair?
In his base one. His other ones include a perm.
Pizza hair?
I get it.
Because it's fast food?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking the ski thing, like pizza, french fry.
That doesn't work.
Wait, what?
A what?
Continue what you were going to say. Anyway.
We all do our outdoor activities.
No, we don't.
Yeah. I don't.
I knew that from a fucking cartoon. I've never been skiing. His other costumes are just ugly.
Yeah.
One of them was just nothing but baggy clothing, and the other one involved a crop top and yoga pants Alex.
Oh, God. Wait, is Alex the power squat man?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean? That's the best costume.
The one who's 6'5", 245 pounds of nothing but muscle.
I found Dave's Halloween costume.
Dave could dress up. He always got the height.
If he stands up straight.
Which, by the way, I refuse to believe that Alex is only 45 pounds heavier than me.
He's got a lot of mass there.
It's bulk.
They'll also be releasing a stage.
Yeah.
The costumes are $3.99 each.
And
the stage is $2.
Okay. Or you could get the stage for fight money.
Yep, for 40,000 fight money.
Alright.
But the stage doesn't matter because they already released the best stage. The fucking Evo.
Yeah, the
training
room. Yeah, the Evo one is so good.
Evo one is so nice.
It's so nice. A massive update came to Hearthstone this week.
Did it?
Yeah, 1.6. Fuck if I remember.
What day?
Fuck if I remember. Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
No. Was it yesterday? Yesterday.
I think so.
It's been a long fucking day. It came out yesterday. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yeah, and, I noticed that, seven cards got changed at least.
And
including
a lot of
Tuskar Totemic.
A lot of problematic cards got changed.
Yeah.
To run down the list very quickly, Rockbiter Weapon, which was a shaman card.
Yeah.
It was
reduced, right?
It got increased to two mana.
Was it one?
Huh.
Yeah, it was one, and now it's two mana to try to make Doomhammer a little less, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking obnoxious. Tuskar Totemic, they changed it to summon from any totem to basic totems. So now it can only get the totems that Shaman gets off its hero power instead of a 3-mana 6/6.
Yeah. That seems very fair.
Yeah, it's significantly more fair. Call of the Wild, they increased the price to 9 mana.
Okay.
Which is, it doesn't seem like a big deal for a card as powerful as Call of the Wild, but it also seems like a fucking massive deal.
Yeah.
Because
Hunters. That's the one that's summon every beast, right?
Yeah. Summon all three beasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it also changes Hunter's burst from 7 to 5 because it can't because Hunter can't Call of the Wild hero power on turn 10. Mm-hmm. And if you're playing a Hunter on turn 10, you're usually at low life.
Yeah.
So it honestly changes the card a lot. They changed Execute from 1 to 2 mana. They changed Charge completely. So now instead of giving a minion plus 3 attack and charge, it now gives them Charge, and they can't attack heroes for that turn.
Okay.
They changed Abusive Sergeant to a 1-1, and they also changed Yogg-Saron, which is the most controversial card this game has ever seen.
Yeah, that's the one that made me go, oh, this is important.
Yeah, yeah. So they changed possibly the most broken card they've ever made in the game.
What does it do now?
So now, if Yogg-Saron puts himself back in your hand, dies, or silences himself, his effects will just stop.
Oh, so what would have happened when I faced him a few days ago?
Yeah. So say, 10 mana, 7-5, Fireball on Yogg, it's done.
Yeah.
You're just spending 10 mana for nothing.
Yeah.
And that also means, now spells, overloaded spells for Shaman will now also actually give you overload.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for the video where...
You just wind up with no turn, yeah, where, 11.
Where Yogg will... It'll just be an empty board, and you Yogg. You Elemental Destruction for 4, and then Elemental Destruction again, so you waste 20 mana on nothing.
Oh my god.
So I'm waiting for.
Oh my god, that's awful. And beautiful.
For. Yeah. Sweet justice.
Sweet justice.
But I'm sad. I'll miss you, Yogi.
Yogi.
Nidhogg 2 is getting a sequel next year.
Oh, cool.
Nidhogg 1 is getting a sequel next year.
I accept that as fact. 3?
And Nidhogg 3 will be coming out next year. They skipped 2.
Shit.
Wow. I can't wait. Nidhogg is
goal
great.
As fuck.
I love Nidhogg.
Yep.
Nidhogg's great.
Which one was Nidhogg?
The sword fighting one.
Is that the one where you're running after one. Each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I confused that and One Finger Death Punch for some reason. They both involve fighting.
They both involve fighting.
So does Street Fighter.
So do most fighting games.
So do most games.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah, that's true.
Hey, man, Victoria doesn't.
You mean Virginia? Victoria. I was like, that's Adam.
I can change my name to Victoria if you guys really want. But I think my family might.
Yeah, I'm a mess, okay?
Listen, 2017... For PC and Mac, and they said maybe platforms.
Cool.
At some point.
What else you got for news?
PlayStation Plus for October.
Yeah.
Yay.
On PS4, we get Resident Evil HD.
Yeah.
And we get Transformers Devastation.
Which is a great PS Plus package.
That's like the best one they've done in months.
Yeah. Okay. Transformers Devastation is fantastic.
And Resident Evil HD, that's some good value.
Is that the original one redone?
Yeah, redone for the third time.
Okay.
HD2. And for PS3, From Dust and Mad Riders will be coming out.
Cool.
And for Vita, it's Code Realize, Guardians of Rebirth, and Actual Sunlight.
That's
opposed to artificial sunlight?
Like going outside?
Yeah.
Actual sunlight?
Like with your Vita.
They're going to mail the sun into your house.
It's just Street Pass. it's just Nier. It's just the new... Is that what it's called? The Vita Street Pass? Is it called Nier?
I know there's a game called Nier.
You're not joking?
No, there's a Street Pass. No, I'm joking that this game is Street Pass, but there's also a Street Pass function on Vita.
That's fucking weird.
Did I forget? I think it's called Nier.
I don't think I've ever pinged anyone with a Vita.
I don't think
because
I know.
Because no one owns a Vita.
I don't think I've ever tried to.
I gotta give the Vita credit, though.
For what?
It's got Persona 4 Golden.
Fucking battery life. You put that thing into sleep mode? I put that thing into sleep mode for 4 months, and when I turned it on, it had half battery left.
I put my laptop into sleep mode, and it didn't go into sleep mode, and it almost set fire to my laptop bag.
That's good.
I love it when that happens.
Everything's fine.
But yeah, 70% Vita on sleep for 4 months, 50%
on sleep.
What the fuck?
That's
take notes, everyone else!
It probably runs on watch batteries.
Does it run on button batteries?
Probably does.
Hey, every form of technology should run on watch batteries. Those things shit will never die.
But they're small.
But they never die. You have to change those things once a decade.
Yeah. If you replace things that use 8-volt batteries, would they just use 16 button batteries?
Probably. Also, my Tamagotchi.
Speaking of battery life.
Has a button battery? That shit's still alive.
Is your Tamagotchi alive?
No. The machine it runs on, yeah. Like, I can't make it past the egg phase anymore. What did I do when I was 12?
I don't know. I didn't know you when you were 12.
Me neither. I didn't know myself until very recently. I still don't know myself. It's a process. Anyway, is that all your news?
One more.
Oh.
Twitch Prime is Amazon's latest Prime offering.
Yay! I love Twitch Prime.
So now if you have Amazon Prime, you can now get Twitch's premium service for free now.
Yep.
And here's what it includes. It will include it will include free game mode every month. For example, this month you can get like some new game that I don't want to download because it uses its own installer. the new Hearthstone hero portrait.
Yep.
And
I might start playing Hearthstone again just for that. Well, it's a priest.
It's a priest. And priest has never been in a worse position than he is right now. So
I feel like that's said about priest with literally every update.
When every expansion comes out, they don't do anything with priest.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Yeah. I remember I got Lady Liadrin like right as they nerfed Paladin into the ground.
When standard rotated.
That was shitty.
Right when they put standard in, and now there's one Paladin deck.
Yep.
And it's expensive.
Yeah. Yep.
And this month they also have a Paladin's skin. So, like, there's a bomb hero, and now the bomb hero throws purple bombs, and they have the Twitch logo on this.
That's pretty cool.
You can get discount on, I think it's the same thing for, I think it's one now. So you get the discount for pre-ordered games, like Prime already has.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're relisting it here.
Maybe if you want to get one versus the other.
Yeah. And you get ad-free viewing experience.
Yep.
You get, like, exclusive emotes. But it seems like the emotes are just
the turbo
emotes.
Yep. You can change your color in chat to any color you want.
Yep. You get all the turbo
privileges. And you also get one free sub a month.
Yeah, which is actually probably the best thing out there. Because, like...
Good for people who watch and people who stream.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also.
Because, say, you have a free sub now, you get one every month. And you get a different one every month.
Yep.
And
I'm probably still using all of mine on Geek and Sundry.
Yeah.
So I can watch Critical Role. The VODs,
And Amazon will pay for that. So it's not like you're just pressing a button and they're not getting the money. It's not like it's a fake subscription. They're actually, on their end, are going to pay for that sub.
So now I have a question. Mm-hmm. In regards to donating, does that now pull from your Amazon? Or do you have to still attach your card to Twitch?
I bet if you... So, donating is usually through a third-party link.
Okay.
But if you do bits, which is Twitch's new form of donating, I bet it takes your Amazon information to try to make it easier for you to buy bits.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. We haven't tried it out yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
But any more news?
Nope.
Okay. We have a couple of questions. First, we'll start over on Twitter from Colin, our very own.
Good old Colin.
With Halloween season coming, what is the scariest moment in a non-horror game? For me, it's anytime Sweet Tooth is in TM. And what's TM again?
Twisted Metal.
Thank you! I don't have one.
I still remember in Bioshock Infinite.
Thinking of the same...
When the horn dude comes behind you and screams at you, you're like, wait, why'd that happen?
We're thinking of the same thing.
Yeah.
The only jump scare in the entire game. Yeah.
There's just this dude with like four horns.
I think he's called the Boy of Silence.
The Boy of Silence.
And I remember.
And he just screams in your face and you're like, why?
Yeah.
Why'd you do that? And then, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first
I
thing I thought
one.
Of.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I mean, it's not really scary now, but back when I was like 7 and like playing video games, I had a PS1 and I had Blaster Master Blasting Again, which is a great game. And there were these spider enemies and they scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Oh, yeah, I can do spiders. That part in Twilight Princess where you have to fight the really big spider, fucking hated it. That was, like, when my fear of spiders, like, a legitimate phobia was making a recurrence in my life, too. It's just not fun.
I remember I watched my brother play Conquer Live and Reloaded for the Xbox, and I thought I was such a badass for watching him because I was, like, a little baby Sydney. I don't remember how old I was, but I might have been 8. And I was, like, so into that game, and then the zombie part happened, and I was so spooked. Like, I just didn't sleep for 3 days. Which isn't good as an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that developmental growth is really important.
I think that was around the same time that my dad yelled at me because I was staying awake late reading books.
No.
Oh, no. I didn't even have a light on. No wonder I need glasses.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I guess that's it. It's weird not doing this with, like, 8 people.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we're done in, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we have 2 questions on Facebook from Sydney, who's sitting right across the table from me.
Hello.
What game would you like to see turn into a VR experience?
Without the nausea.
Without the nausea?
There you go.
Yeah. Honestly, anything with walking. Like, anything where you have to traverse. Yeah. Or, like, if you could, like, move with joysticks, I think that would be really cool. Also obligatory, I want to see Hotline Miami in VR because I think that would be really cool.
Like from top down perspective still?
No, like from first person.
Okay.
Like from little swingy man's perspective?
Yeah.
Jacket. Sure, Jacket.
His name is Jacket.
That's not just better than swingy man.
Nope.
It must be me throwing a crowbar the whole time.
No, the knives were the best. Not for speedrun technique, but you know. I forget what's the best for speedrun technique. I think it's the golf club.
I imagine Tony's good for speedruns because you don't need to do much of anything.
Either Tony or Brandon.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Tony Hawk.
Because Tony's punches kill and Brandon moves fast.
Yeah.
So if you have everything optimized, mm-hmm. Tony, if you don't, Brandon.
Yeah. Cool.
Fun fact.
I'd say maybe Red Dead Redemption, just because I really love that game, but I don't know how the hell horseback riding is going to work in that VR.
You have to make the movements yourself.
Oh, no.
Is it like in Monty Python with the coconuts?
Yes.
Yeah, actually. In a perfect world where I don't get sick from any motion things ever, Gravity Rush would be a pretty fucking awesome game to play.
Gravity Rush would be, yeah.
Actually, yeah, in that vein, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Run into a wall and then like, wait, where am I?
Yeah.
That game seems like it would be hell to play in first person.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know where you're going.
Nope.
I
mean, like, in theory, once you get the levels memorized, it would be pretty cool.
I got 3.
Ooh.
Armored Core.
Yep.
Zone of the Enders.
Yep.
Doom.
Doom is gonna be in
Doom.
VR though.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're doing a Doom VR thing.
Doom 2016 isn't gonna be in VR.
They're gonna do it like a Doom VR experience.
I didn't know it was gonna be in VR.
Literally buy a VR headset for that.
For that?
Like, goddamn. Why didn't I think of that? Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. Next question. I guess. Or is that?
Yeah.
I got really distracted by that damn's comment there. And then, what's your favorite spooky season movie? Or, alternatively, what is a movie you would like to watch over and over again?
Like Halloween themed?
Yeah.
The second one doesn't have to be Halloween themed.
Oh, okay. The first one, Hocus Pocus, always.
I haven't seen Hocus Pocus.
As a shit poster, I have to say Scary Godmother.
It's so bad.
Also, if any of you say Nightmare Before Christmas, I'm judging you a little bit.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Yeah, same.
My God.
I don't watch spooky movies.
Hocus
Pocus isn't a scary...
Hocus Pocus is good, though, too.
But I haven't seen it.
Hook, hand, man, car, door, hand.
The one time my roommates watched it last year, I came back from hanging out with you guys, apparently, and it was like 11 o'clock, and it was like the last 10 minutes, and I had no idea what was going on.
Watch it in the room this year.
Also, like, Halloween Town.
I watched that, it was so bad. Yeah. I'd also never seen that.
The only Halloween Town I've seen is, like, the fourth one.
Where
they switched over the actor to the girl that looks like Gilmore Girls.
I think I watched Return to Halloween Town, didn't see Halloween Town.
It's called Return to Halloween
Town. Oh, that was the one that I saw!
It changed the actress and she looked nothing like the one before.
I didn't have anything to go off
of,
so...
It's the same! Me and my... I didn't catch up on the Halloween Town lore before I watched Return to Halloween Town. Also... I really like Twitches.
I remember watching Twitches, too.
That was really good, too, okay?
One of them has their own cooking show now.
They're both, like, doing well for themselves.
Now,
Twitches was real good.
By spoopy, do you mean, like, Halloween spoopy or just, like, horror?
Anything.
Anything? Okay,
If it has to do with Halloween, even remotely, Like, you could pull the full, like, Die Hard bullshit and be like, oh, it's a Christmas movie.
Okay. Then, I'll just stick with Halloween then. The Billy and Mandy Halloween special.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, then that the SpongeBob shit is special.
My favorite.
Ray is the shoes.
The hash slinging. Is that not the
no.
No. Okay, but well,
that is a classic, though.
Oh, Nosferatu.
No, I don't remember the plot of it, but, like, SpongeBob wants to be a ghost, and so he makes himself round cutting his head off.
Oh, that one!
But he also has, like, for some reason, like, Dutch clog shoes on the entire episode.
So he's a Flying Dutchman. Oh. He wants to be the Flying Dutchman for Halloween, and then the Flying Dutchman abducts him. Yeah, that's exactly it. He's like, yeah, I'm actually a Flying Dutchman. So, exactly how the episode goes. I do have an answer for this one.
Barry said Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And Halloween Town.
Alternatively, what is a movie you'd like to watch over and over again? Ooh, there are so many.
Pacific Rim.
Yeah, Pacific Rim.
Still haven't seen it.
Ex Machina. Crimson Peak. Mad Max.
Alien.
Fury Road.
I'm gonna say, along with Pacific Rim, Alien, because Alien is a masterpiece.
Back in the day, it was Thor, the first one.
It's so mediocre.
Yeah, I know.
I like Disney movies.
Yeah.
I can watch Frozen like
Aladdin and the King
times.
Of Thieves. Yeah, you Frozen.
I can watch
Frozen
that like a fucking million times.
I like Tangled.
I burnt out
Tangled
on Frozen.
Tangled is fantastic.
Tangled's good. I could watch Aladdin and the King of Thieves forever.
I haven't seen that in so long, but like it's still really good.
It's so good. You know, it's like the only end movie in a trilogy that's like fantastic.
You know when you watch a movie that you really liked as a kid, and then you watch it as an adult, and you're like, this is shit. I felt that way with the sequel to Peter Pan.
Oh, yeah. I never saw that.
It's bad. Don't watch it.
Another movie I could watch over and over was the Brave Little Toaster one.
Yeah.
The one with the internet.
I still haven't seen that either.
I'll watch every Brave Little Toaster movie
Please.
Over and over again.
Not the first one. The first one traumatized me as a kid.
But I need to see the first one because all the others are on Netflix.
Oh, I won't spoil it for you then.
Please don't.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
Also, The Road to El Dorado.
Yes!
If you want to talk
Emperor's
about
New
sheer...
I love
Emperor's
the Emperor's
New
Groove.
You want to talk about sheer rewatchability, like...
Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead is a movie
Like,
if I ever see it, if anyone's ever watching it, I will always make a point to go watch it.
Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead is.
I need to go watch that again.
Absolutely one of my favorite movies.
Oh.
It's without a doubt one of my. It's so good.
Synchronized queen beatings.
It's great.
Overboard.
I thought that was the name of a movie.
No, I didn't. No, just a scene in the movie.
Yeah. The best scene.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
It's fucking awesome. Overboard?
What?
That's like probably like a Lifetime movie, but it's about this rich woman who gets amnesia, and like, it's actually pretty fucked up. This carpenter convinces her that she's his long lost wife to get the fortune, but ends up falling in love with her. Spoilers. And like, the kids are little shits, and that's why I don't want kids, because they're probably all gonna turn out like that. Yeah.
I like watching The Parent Trap a lot.
Yeah. I like the second one.
I never saw that one.
Oh, okay. Where they had the drone. That was pretty good. And they were in, like, Buckingham Palace for some reason.
The other one was British.
Yeah. Why were they in Buckingham Palace?
I don't know. Maybe they wanted to hug the Queen.
Yeah, that's what everyone in Britain wants to do.
Did you hear that it was a really slow news day the other day? When there was a news article about Princess Charlotte wearing hand-me-down clothes? Why is this news? Why are we not more focused on the axe-wielding clowns?
Current events. Ba-ding.
Ba-ding.
What a great place to end it. Alright. Anyone have anything else to say to close us out?
Clowns suck.
Yeah, clowns suck. I don't understand why they were funny.
Don't give them rifles.
Yeah, that's a given. Don't give anyone rifles, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, what a great place to end it.
What a great place to end it.
Right at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the conclusion.
We done.
Man concluding.